the way that I started recording, I used to play up and down the streets down Darling, and the news got around. So they began talent scouts, you know. Yeah, lady, she was a talent scout. She heard about me. Her name was Lolan Cullum. So she decided that she would come around and see me about, you know, doing something for me. She heard that I was a good guitar player, which I didn't know I was not, but I always felt good of my music, what I was doing. So she came to my house one day. I was shooting craps, shooting 2 cents. Every shot would shoot 2 cents, and we bet three. That would make a nickel play, 3 cents the bar. All right, she drove up out there. I had a five for a pint. I done made about 30 cents, beat the boys out about 30 cents. She blowed her horn and says, "I want to speak to Mr. Hopkins." She had a nice language. She said, I said, "Tell her I ain't him. Tell her I ain't him." So I said, "Man, that's a woman. That's a woman." I said, "Wait a minute. Let me see her." I said, "Yeah, this is him." She said, "Could I speak with you a minute?" I said, "Oh, yeah." I goes on. I left my five on the, on the floor, you know. I said, "Y'all wait. I'll make it in a minute." I thought she was going to rush away, you know. So when I go there, she says, "Mr. Hopkins?" I said, "Yeah, this is him." "So I heard that you was a musician." I said, "Play guitar." I said, "Oh, a little bit." She said, "Well, I'm going to tell you." Says, "My name is Lolan Cullum." Says, "And I'm a talent scout." Said, "And I wants to help everybody that can do any good in music playing. And I might could do you some good." I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "Well, what is that?" She said, "Well, I tell you." She said, "Would you be interested in making you $1,000 right now?" And man, my eyes got that big. I said, $1,000? I said, "Well, I never had $1,000 in my life." She said, "Well, you're right on the good road of making you $1,000. She said, "If you don't mind doing a little something I ask you, say, would you go get your guitar and come here and just play one song for me?" I said, I'm selling. She said, "I'm buying and selling." I said, "Well, sure." All right, man, I broke in there and got my guitar, and I went back and I propped my foot up, and I come and said, "Playing." She said, "That's good enough." She said, "Now, I'll tell you what." I said, "Mr. Hopkins," says, "I'm going to go and I'm going to call." She had a couple of more people to go. She said, "I'm going to call the company and I'm going to tell them what I got." See, and if she said that's enough to say, I says, "Will you go?" But I said, "Well, sure." So she goes on and she called and she come back. She said, "Mr. Hopkins," said, "get ready." I said, "You're on the road." I said, "Get ready." So I come and said, getting up a little few rags I had, you know what I mean, kind of way I'm doing, because I was wearing overalls then. I didn't care because I'm laying around the house and didn't too much care. I had a couple of pair of nice sunny pants. No suit at all, I don't think. So I goes on, get ready. So it taking her a week to get herself straight. So we left, and I carried another guy that played with me by the name of Thunder Smith. You know, I wish they named him Thunder. His name was Wilson Smith. Just like the name he liked, you know. So when I carried him down there, she had a piano there. He's a pianist. He'd play the piano, and I'd play the guitar. So she was kind of across the fence on that. She didn't know what the, you know, try that double up there, because she knowed I knowed mine one way there. So she said, "Well, Mr. Hopkins," said, "I don't know about Miss Smith." She said, "I don't know whether I can take Miss Smith or not." And then I just spoke like this, see, because I didn't know, it didn't seem to mean so much to me, you know, because it was looking like, oh, shit. I said, "Well, look." I said, "You mean that you don't want him to go?" She said, "No, I just take you this time. And maybe him later." I said, "No." I said, "If you can't take him, I ain't going." So, and when I say something, you know, I pretty well mean that. So she looked at me and said, "Miss Hoffman, you just got to go." I said, "No, I ain't either." I said, "I'm not on no obligation to go." I said, "But I'd go if you take." She said, "Well, just in case that you won't go," said, "I'll take Miss Smith too." So when we get in California, we go over to the studio. So they call them up one by one. The boys was failing. They couldn't make it. Man don't want them. Called me up. I made my song going out there, the Rocky Mountain. That's the song I made going through the mountains. She was driving. She'll tell you right today. When I gets in that studio, they said, "Mr. Hopkins, we want to see what you got to offer." I walks up there and I grabs that old guitar and I razz back and I said, "The Rocky Mountain. Darling, this way out in the West." He said, "He sold." I said, "He sold." Right then and there. I didn't have to hit another note. All right, I come on down. It was Smith is next. He said, "Well, let's see what y'all got all together on the piano." And I get up there and I play the same song about the Rocky Mountain with Smith. And I sold him. And boy, we tore the giant up. And so the name mean lightning. And name him Thunder.